Hey guys, what's up? God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in here to Hope Ministries. I'm your podcast host, Kenny, back at it again for a second episode. If you guys hear in the background, you're probably going to hear the ocean, the waves crashing, and probably some wind in my feed too, but I want to make this a little just kind of like, you know, just raw, I guess you could say, you know? And I'm just so thankful for where God put me. I had a moment today. We worked out this morning, and then I went to the pool that was right next to the workout station, and honestly, I kind of broke down and started teared up. And I was just like, Lord, you've just been so faithful with me. I mean, sometimes I'm just wretched. Sometimes I'm just, so sinful. Sometimes my mind wanders. Sometimes I forget who you are. But, like, you never forget who I am. And I think for me, that's probably one of the greatest motivations, inspirations I can ever have in my life. And, I'm looking at the pool. I'm looking where I am right now, guys. I'm in a beautiful, beautiful place. I mean, Colombia, Santa Marta is so beautiful. If you guys will be able to watch this, you know, just hearing it, I guess you can understand where I am, and I wanted to soak it all in. But today I wanted to get into a topic called precious cargo, and I learned a lot in the past 24 hours, right? Like, it's almost like I feel like it's only been a day, but I learned so much. And one of the greatest things that I learned is that when God operates, I feel like, in such a higher way when you just loosen the grip of control. You know, I think a lot of us as humans, we want to be in control of everything. I got to be in control of what I eat. I got to be in control of how I spend my money. I got to be in control of who I talk to. I got to be in control of my time. And do not get me wrong. Please don't misunderstand me. Stewardship is a major key, especially when you're walking with God. Being steward of what your thoughts, being a steward of, again, your time, your money, your calling, your gift, everything. But there's something that you have to understand, that you are precious cargo to God. And where it got revealed to me was, at the airport when I was first there. I mentioned in my previous episode about Damon when I met him, and how it was amazing how this guy was just touched by the Spirit, impacted, and he almost like prepared as he went off to Ecuador and Peru. But there was something else that happened when we got on the plane, and we had to transfer planes and do everything. We got to Barranquilla, and after our second flight, and our luggages weren't there, you know? And my mom was like, oh no, I got like stuff in there. I got my pajamas, I got makeup remover, I got dresses, I got a good candy. We had to get those luggages. And I'm like, yeah, I got some pretty important stuff there too. But for some reason, I had a peace that surpassed all understanding over me. And, you know, I was in that moment. I said, you know what, Lord, I'm kind of more control. So reveal to me what's going on here. And I received that word, precious cargo. Like, you are my precious cargo. I didn't send your clothes. I didn't send your money. I didn't send your style there. I sent my son there. And I feel like, this resorts back to the verse back in a chapter, in Matthew chapter 6, sorry, talk about not worrying. You know, why worry what you wear? Why worry about the worries of tomorrow? Why worry about all these things? And, you know, God's in control. And if you were to just look at your life and say, Father, I'm alive, I'm breathing, and I can move, or I can speak to people, let me be, you know, a carrier of your glory. The word says that we are a city on the hill. The word says that we are the light and the salt of this earth, you know, and we glorify the Father as we move and we operate. We're glorifying his name. And I just want you guys to know today that you are precious cargo. Wherever you are, maybe you feel like, just because I don't have that job, but just because I haven't been successful with money, I don't mean anything, I'm worthless. No, if you accept Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, and you operate under the new covenant, which is grace, which is salvation, which is just the glory of who God really is, and you enter a relationship with him, you have to know something first, that you are precious cargo, that what you carry inside of you will always, always be greater and surpass what you wear, what people think of you, where you are, anything. What the Lord has deposited in you, he put a seal of his ownership over you. And on top of that, he says that his word does not return to him empty. That he sent you to this world. When he sent Jesus here, so at the beginning, it said in the book of John, it said that the word was with God, and the word was with God. Sorry, the word was God, and the word was with God, you know. And then he came here, and he made his holy dwelling amongst us, filled with grace and truth. And I want you guys to know something. Right now, you can impact so many individuals. When I was in that airport and I spoke life into Damon, that was an opportunity for me to be a vessel. You know, I didn't know that hours after I'm gonna almost miss a second flight, that my luggage will get lost. But I knew something, that I'm here and I'm bringing precious cargo. When I minister to my family here, when I minister to strangers here, when I represent the kingdom here. It was funny this morning. I had a little a funny moment. We're at right now. We're at my dad's cousin's house and his wife. She noticed when they walked into their son's room. I'm sleeping with his son Dimas in the same room. That my bed was done on the floor and his bed wasn't. You know, they're so used to having, because they have servants here, they have maids here, so they do the bed for them. And she's like, wow, like he woke up and he made his bed. You know, even though he's on vacation or anything. But my son is sitting there. He's in school, but his bed's all crazy. You know, and I realized something. I'm like, you know, there's so many little things you could do to minister people. You don't have to stand on top of a platform with a microphone and screaming out to the world. Wherever you are, be that love for him. He loves you and he wants others to know how much you love him. So you are precious cargo. He's going to protect you. Maybe you lost valuables. Maybe at one point you lost that diamond ring. Maybe you lost that earring. Maybe you were, you know, you broke those sunglasses that cost you $500. Maybe that suit that you wanted ripped and you know, and all of a sudden you're seeing things crumble around the material. But let me tell you something. You're still alive. You're still kicking. You're still breathing. So I'm here in Colombia, having a good time, but I never forget my God. I never forget how awesome he is. I never forget just the blessings that he's giving me. And on top of that, I want to just put that inside of you today. I want you guys to know that never forget how awesome God is, and never forget that he wants you. He didn't pick you because of your talent. He didn't pick you because of what you wear. He didn't pick you because how you speak. All of these are examples in the Bible. And John the Baptist ate locusts and wore camel hair. Moses couldn't speak. Moses was a stuttering, mumbling fool. And let me tell you something. It's not going to come down to how talented you are ever. It's going to come down to knowing that God loves you, you're obedient, and you're willing to tell anybody and everybody about that kingdom work and that love inside of you. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. I want to stay connected with everybody and back in the United States of America. Even if you're listening to me in Europe, man, wherever you are, man, I miss all you guys. I'm praying for everybody. Pray for me on Sunday. I'll be preaching in Spanish for the first time, full-out Spanish in a different country. So that's going to be a moment for me. But I love you guys. Please, you know, just know this before I sign off on here. You are precious cargo. Don't let what happened in your past, don't let the rejection you feel, the bitterness you feel, don't let people who bully you tell you that you're not. You are precious cargo and you are beautiful in God's eyes. I love you all. Stay safe and God bless.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.